Welcome to Mac Voices number 513. Mac Voices is the talk of the global Mac community. We visit with the people who are out there on the front lines making it happen with their Macs. One thing that most Mac users have in common is that they are always looking to learn about the new and cool things that they can do with their Macs. To that end, they join their local Mac user group, buy books, sign up for online training options, and also look for classes in their local community. The latter is where we focus for this show, because the world of in-person Apple training can be somewhat confusing. Apple-authorized training centers, Apple-certified trainers, Apple Consultants Network, Apple-certified help desk specialists, the list of credentials goes on and on. How do you know what they all mean, and what they mean to you as the consumer of training? Jason Trinneri, who is associated with the Art Institute of Atlanta to deliver Apple training, helps us with some of these questions, explains what you'll be getting when you sign up for the professional level courses he teaches, how you can find the highest Apple quality training no matter where you are, and what the Art Institute of Atlanta in particular offers to their local and sometimes not so local Mac community. I think you'll benefit from learning more about how Apple works with people like Jason and organizations like the Art Institute of Atlanta to maintain the high standards you would expect and desire. Joining us now to talk about some training options, especially if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, is Jason Trinneri, an Apple-certified trainer who is associated with the Art Institute of Atlanta. Jason, welcome to Mac Voices.
Thank you very much for having me.
Jason, before we dive in here, give us an idea of what kind of training that you perform for the Art Institute of Atlanta and what kind of benefit the listeners can get out of, of listening to this interview and finding out what you do.
The training that I offer at the Art Institute is geared at and intended for technical professionals who work with Macs in their work environment, either as consultants or as some type of an IT professional in the organization where Macs are utilized. We have a lot of people interested in these classes, specifically where they have a lot of computer knowledge. Say they are Windows certified, they know everything from the Windows side of the world, but they need to be able to have the same knowledge from the Apple side. Also for people who have just always worked as a IT professional around Macintosh computers, but have just never really been able to spend the time or had the opportunity to gain the more in-depth knowledge of, you know, the underworkings of the system, what command line tools are useful, what makes you a better administrator of a Mac OS X network where there are servers involved, where there's clients involved, where there's mixed Macs and Windows machines. So for anybody who is specifically looking to get that professional edge and to become more knowledgeable and therefore more productive in their IT work, that's what the certification is aimed at. It's aimed for those types of people.
Jason, why don't we start out with asking you to tell us exactly what the Art Institute of Atlanta does and how it is involved with Apple training.
The Art Institute of Atlanta offers a wide variety, actually, of programs that are not necessarily computer-related, but in all of their programs, they are heavy into the Mac side of computing and therefore have a genuine interest in Apple products. As the certified training goes, they operate as an authorized training center, meaning they are allowed to host various certification courses that Apple would offer at their own training centers, and it's these same courses that can be offered at the Art Institute. So if a person that was interested in attending certification courses would attend a class at Apple headquarters in Cupertino, California, you would see the same training here at the Art Institute of Atlanta. They offer various other things, if you're interested, like culinary arts and things like that. For some, that mixes in with their Macs, but for most technical professionals, they would be more interested, really, in the outside training that goes on with as an authorized training center.
I know I was a little surprised to find that the Art Institute of Atlanta, just by name, would offer Macintosh training that had nothing to do with the arts with graphics, with music, maybe with web design, that kind of thing, but covered a much broader range. That, again, it was surprising to me. How does that work? I know that you mentioned there are Apple-authorized training centers, and then there is training available like this through third-party institutions. Can you give us an idea of exactly how that structure works?
Apple has specific certifications and courses that are tied in with those certifications. There are a certain number of tests, you know, that you would take, exams that you would take, depending upon the Apple certification that you're seeking. The courses that are offered support the information that would be needed to successfully pass the test, but also for technical professionals who are, you know, trying to aim at increasing their knowledge in these specific topical areas. The courses themselves are all designed by a full team of professionals at Apple headquarters in California. They develop the materials, they develop the specific program as far as the work, the exercises that we go through in the class, and then the certified trainers like myself are then brought in to deliver the courses per their standards. When you take a class at the Art Institute, it's the certification classes that have that are currently on the schedule that you would seek to find, you know, whatever certification that you are seeking. It's those courses that you would find then at the Art Institute, and they're the same that you would find someplace else. It's just that for some people, Atlanta is a convenient place to travel to, or if you're in the Atlanta area, obviously you have a place right in your back door, and you'll have to travel to New York or out to California to get the same material delivered to you.
So I can be reasonably assured that if I find an Apple-authorized training center, whether it's an Apple-branded training center or whether it's an independent third party like the Art Institute of Atlanta, I'm getting the very same training because of the high standards of the trainers and the courses they're required to complete.
That's exactly correct.
Jason, when you're teaching at the Art Institute of Atlanta, are you doing so as an employee of that facility? Are you doing so as an Apple employee, or are you an independent contractor? How does that work?
In all instances, while teaching Apple certification courses, I am a contractor, whether it is directly for Apple or directly for the training center, such as the Art Institute. My background leads back into university-level training and university teaching at the University of South Carolina. At the University of South Carolina, I've been employed actually since 1997. I still function as the IT director for the School of Music there. And then I own my company, which is Jasami Incorporated, Columbia, South Carolina based. And through that company, I'm a contractor to offer these various levels of training. My specific interest in training and teaching in general really even goes back to my master's degree, where I was more interested in computer-assisted learning, and I was very interested in distance education and teaching technology, and it's just been a major part of my life, really, for the last 10 years. And now I get to share that on a professional level through Apple Computer, and it really is a joy to be able to do it at this level.
Why don't we start with the classes that are offered at the Art Institute of Atlanta? What kind of things do you teach there, and are you the only Apple-certified trainer there, or are there others that offer different courses, different disciplines?
For every class that is currently available for Apple-certified technical coordinator and Apple-certified system administrator certifications, all the classes offered at those levels, I teach them. The only courses that I don't teach are those that are based on the developing developer-style tools or developer certifications like COCO and WebObjects, because those are other certifications offered. But the classes that I teach specifically at the Art Institute, let me just give you the full list here. For our lower-level classes, which when I say lower level, that should be taken lightly because even the lower level classes are quite challenging, even for those who are fairly experienced with OS X. But we have a a Support Essentials class and a Server Essentials class. Support Essentials is 3 days, Server Essentials is 4 days. Both of those classes focus in on all of the basics that you need to know if you're supporting either clients, which is why you would take Support Essentials, or if you're supporting OS X servers, hence the Server Essentials. Those two classes combine together to create the certification ACTC once you pass both tests associated with both classes. So that is Apple's lower tier certification level, yet a respectable level to reach. The next level up is the Apple Certified System Administrator level, in which we offer deployment classes. The deployment class is a 2-day class that focuses on all the various ways that you can image a Mac. So from the built-in tools like Disk Utility to Carbon Copy Cloner to Apple Software Restore, we cover Package Maker to create and deploy your own packages. We cover Multicast ASR, and then we have labs that support all of those. That's our first upper-level course. We also have a 4-day directory services class, which is aimed specifically at those individuals who are with the challenge of having Macs working in an environment where you have Windows servers, Windows clients, Mac servers, Mac clients, and they all have to get along. And they have to get along in a single directory structure, or at least in a directory structure where they tie in. So you might tie an Active Directory structure into Apple's Open Directory, or you might do it vice versa. It's a very complex topic, and it usually involves a large number of machines, hence the focus on the fact that it's 4 days just on directory services. And we have a brand new class. It will be a 3-day course that is focused on OS X security. So it will be best practices all around for securing local machines, securing networks, securing OS X servers, and choosing proper protocols in communicating with your servers with the Mac to ensure that you are definitely under the best security policies possible. So a 3-day class focusing specifically on that. It's the deployment class, the directory services class, and the security class that makes up the Apple Certified System Administrator track. And those more advanced courses, of course, have tests associated with them, and upon completion of those tests is what provides the ACSA level. There's more really to say about the certifications themselves, but that's kind of the breakdown of the classes. We have in the past, of course, offered all these same versions of the classes as they existed for 10.3 and 10.2, and in future versions as well. And, of course, it'll be a real big deal when we start seeing the switch over to the Intel platform, because we'll have specific materials in all of our classes that will be focused on getting people up to speed with that as well.
So I guess the upshot of that is that these are not courses just for the beginner, and these are not, you know, how to make a box in Photoshop. These are pretty intense professional-level courses, and the people that take them are primarily there to receive their own certifications.
That is definitely true. The only people that usually come that aren't interested in certifications are those group trainings where you might have a school district and everybody in the school district is getting trained, so they will be more proficient. Oftentimes, there's no reward for passing the test, and those people will tend to not take it. The individuals, however, people working in consulting firms, people working for themselves, people doing various levels of consulting, enterprise consulting, or even just in-home consulting doing work, those types of individuals will definitely benefit by seeking the certification itself. And it's often those people who are really focused in on the test as well as the material that they'll gain.
Jason, if I come out of your courses with my certification, other than having it to say that I have it, what am I qualified to do? Am I qualified to go and teach some of these courses, or is that an additional set of training that you had to go through to have that? Oh, that was terrible. Or is that an additional set of courses or procedures that you had to go through to achieve the status that you have?
It is definitely much more of a procedure to become a trainer, and they provide many ways to ensure that they can kick us out if they don't like us.
That's nice.
Once you leave taking a class, you will be certified in nothing. You have the knowledge presented to you. You've had several days of intense exercises. You have materials that you get to bring with you. If you leave it at that, you know, it's kind of what you make of it. Those that go back, redo the materials, read through, take the time to pass the test, you can spot these people when you're working with them professionally, because they have procedural knowledge that far exceeds those that have just been able to learn, you know, by the seat of their pants as they go along in their jobs. Now, obviously, there's exceptions. There are certain people out there that have the equivalent knowledge without any training. But coming out of the class, it just bumps you up several notches and gives you a great advantage over your, you know, competition, if you have it in your field, or just to make you that much more comfortable and competent in your job if your job does entail technically managing Mac OS X clients or servers. The actual process to become a trainer starts with these courses, and it starts with being certified in this way by passing the test like everybody else, but there is a higher bar that is held. You must pass the test at a higher level. You still attend more classes at Apple, where they scrutinize us as a group, and then videotape us, and then take that back where they further decide whether or not we are worthy to meet the standards to deliver the courses. So the process to become a trainer is fairly well laid out to ensure that you're not going to have a bad training experience. That's Apple's goal.
Jason, what are some of the certifications that there are out there for Apple trainers? I think that a lot of the readers have probably run into some. Not all of us really know exactly what they mean, or what those letters that some people put on their business cards as Mac consultants really have to do with their capabilities. Can you walk us through that minefield a little bit?
For the initials and what you might see of various certifications that you can obtain. First, it should be understood that there are certifications for professionals, for the individual person, and those certifications are obtained by passing the exams associated with each level. I'll go over those specifically here in just a moment. On the flip side, there are other types of programs or business certifications that could be reached, such as an Apple specialist. An Apple specialist is typically a retail or service value-added reseller store. It's a business or a company, not an individual, that has obtained a particular level in Apple's eyes. I am completely unfamiliar with the process that one goes through, but I have worked with several stores that are Apple specialist consulting firms, and they always exhibit the highest level of what Apple is looking for in regards to sales and service. The ACN, of course, is an acronym for people who are belonging to the Apple Consultant Network. The only thing to become an Apple Consultant Network is that you paid your due. If you pay your money, you are part of the ACN, and there's no specific certification required. However, within ACN, people can be searched out based upon their individual certifications, and that's where these personal certifications come in. So, as an individual, as a professional, you could seek one certification, which would be called ACTC, which is Apple Certified Technical Coordinator. And if you just see that on somebody's card, that is an indication that they have spent some time on becoming more familiar from the training perspective of Apple client and server products. For the professionals who are very intense in wanting to know the most that they can to be the best professional they can be, they will seek ACSA level, which is the next level up. The ACSA is Apple Certified System Administrator. It would be Apple's equivalent of what you might see from Cisco as a certified network engineer, like the CCNE certifications or Microsoft MCSE certifications. This is Apple's version of that. It's more intense. It requires more background. It requires more procedural knowledge as well as textbook knowledge to pass the test. And typically when you see someone who is an ACSA, they have spent enough time around Macs that you're well assured that they're going to know what they're talking about. As consultants, ACSAs are sometimes the minimum when larger firms are looking for consultants to hire. They will ensure that they find an ACSA certified consultant. And anybody with a certification can be searched by their geographical region through Apple's website. So you can go through the Mac OS X Certification Alliance and seek individuals out or seek a type of certification to find somebody close to you who has a particular certification. So professionals who have gone through the trouble and the time that it takes to achieve these various certification levels will be listed as such, whether they're an ACN or just straight off the Certification Alliance site, to make them on paper, on the website, and more marketably shown as a higher-level professional than those who have no certifications at all.
So to bring this all back to the Art Institute of Atlanta, because that's where we started, they have partnered with Apple to deliver this kind of high-quality training to their audience. If I want to take advantage of that, if I'm in the Atlanta area, or for that matter, if I want to travel to take advantage of some of these classes, how do I go about doing that, and can you give me a rough idea of what it's going to cost me?
The process should always start with visiting train.apple.com. At train.apple.com, you'll be able to view all of the certifications that I've discussed and find out more detail about each class. We have a syllabus posted for each one of the courses taught. There is a schedule listed. There are facilities listed. Indirectly with the Art Institute, if you start with the schedule tab on train.apple.com, you'll be able to search by location for Atlanta, Georgia, and therefore find any upcoming courses that will be offered in Atlanta. For instance, in December, we have three straight weeks starting on, well, I guess it's actually November 28th after Thanksgiving. We are offering the Support Essentials class, the Deployment class, the Server Essentials class, and then the four-day Directory Services class. It's actually four classes offered through the end of November through the middle of December. And come January, we'll just continue to schedule more classes as time allows. The process for registering for a class, if you are at train.apple.com and you click on the course, either the Support Essentials, Server Essentials, whichever one may be, once you choose the course, you'll see that there is a phone number listed to call, which is 770-689-4764, and that does reach Anne Marie, who is the direct contact at the Art Institute, who schedules the courses and handles payment and so forth. The payment for the classes, you can pretty much just count however many days the class is, that it would be $500 per day. So the Support Essentials class is $1,500. Server Essentials class is $2,000. Directory Services class is $2,000. And the Deployment class, which is our two-day course, of course, is $1,000. And they've just... Apple has adjusted their prices to make it a little easier to keep up with, because there used to be various price points for all of the classes that that they offered. But that is the current price point.
Jason, give us a quick idea of some of the other things that the Art Institute offers, if you can.
You know, they offer such a wide variety of programs, because they have everything from computer instruction from the graphic design perspective to culinary arts, to teaching people how to become a wine sommelier. You know, I mean, it's you've got that whole mixture of different types of professions that are completely unrelated to computers, but then at the same time, they are so heavily integrated with computers throughout all of their programs that they have their own professional staff that manages all the labs, and therefore they are interested in the technical training. They seek their own certifications, so the Art Institute employees who manage the computers, they have gone through the certification courses and passed the test to become certified. And it is that interest that ties it all together and gives the Art Institute a reason to want to be a part of Apple training. And as a facility, they're just an excellent place to come to. It's a lot of fun being around the Art Institute students that's there. It's not a typical work environment, so it's very relaxed. And it's a great spot in Atlanta over by Perimeter Mall. That is, unless you're commuting from North 85, and then it's really, really bad. But, you know, if you stay over there and you're coming in from out of town, it's really great.
Well, Jason, we really appreciate you taking the time to walk us through what the Art Institute of Atlanta, as a sample, if you will, Apple Training Center offers, and also the many certifications and what I think the listeners would need to look for if they're looking for professional level training. Again, it can be a little confusing, just like with any professional level training scenario, that there are so many certifications, and if you don't know exactly what you're looking for, you may not get it.
Absolutely.
My thanks to Jason Trinneri and the Art Institute of Atlanta for helping us all gain a better understanding of the formal side of Apple training. If you have comments on this or any other edition of Mac Voices, please drop me an email at chuck@macvoices.com or call the talkback line at 206-350-1371. And of course, be sure to check out Mac Notables, the show where you hear from the Mac experts you really want to hear from. Recently, the Mac Notables team started talking about their gift-giving ideas for the Mac user on your list, and not every suggestion was what you might expect. If you like the high-signal, low-noise format of Mac Voices, you'll love Mac Notables. Look for us in the iTunes Music Store or on the dedicated website at macnotables.com. I'm Chuck Joyner, and that's a wrap for this show. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back again soon with more talk of the Mac community on Mac Voices.